I think the ones that are particularly resonant with me right now include diversity and inclusion and service and compassion. And I think of the design principles, Tom, as our founding values, right? So what does it look like for a school to express its value in its culture and academic program for diversity and inclusion? And what does it look like to express service and compassion and building those ethics in students?
Those are particularly relevant today as we're living through news that seems at odds with those values. I love the idea of self-discovery. That certainly has some roots in Outward Bound. My favorite one is the having of wonderful ideas. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, that came right from a book of the same title by Eleanor Duckworth, who was one of our founding thought leaders. And that's about, like so many of our design principles suggest, probably summarized best by that, the having of wonderful ideas, that education is not something you can do to a student. It fundamentally is something that happens with a student or by a student. So that's why we wrote books that speak really technically about assessment practices, but we gave it a title called Leaders of Their Own Learning, right? And so we talk about how you set a standard, how you communicate what good looks like to students, how you help them build a really strong internal sense of what quality looks like, how you give them really good descriptive feedback, and then how you report in ways that include them reporting on where they are very authentically and rigorously. And it's all about that sense of that's held in the having of wonderful ideas as a principle, that we need to not forget that as organized and tight as schools need to be to deliver effective education, it really is about how the student shows up to that and how they engage fully in it.
Despite the benefits of well-written standards, standards-based education, and the intent of blended and personalized learning, these trends of the last 20 years in some respects can be orthogonal to many of your design principles, self-discovery, just the ability to experience success and failure, right?
Absolutely. I mean, so personalized learning is a really interesting term in all that it holds, and we are deeply oriented to personalized learning when it's about understanding that every kid shows up differently, right? And so even if you have 20, 30 kids in front of you, you need to understand what's going on with each of those kids. So that's just about it's about the context and climate in the classroom. It's about your pedagogy. It's about focusing on learning, not just teaching. And we are probably as precise and articulate about what instructional practice looks like, if that's your orientation, of any organization I know. So, that's what we write books about. That's what we shoot hundreds of videos about to show what that looks like. And it's also true that we have not yet come to a place where we see how that happens outside of the social construct of a classroom. So, we, in our personalized learning approach, we're all about differentiation. We're all about anytime, anywhere kind of tracking of standards. We're about mastery. We're about competency. But in EL education schools, it's still happening in a group context rather than through some kind of a premium on a platform and individualized instruction. You once said, Tom, there's something that I remember. You said, correct me on this quote, but you said one strong vision of education would be if you took one part EL education or expeditionary learning and one part school of one, right, and brought those together. And I still think about that